Hello friends, this is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. This is your hometown radio station right there in Madison and North Florida, and we're so glad to be part of the broadcast family right here, and we are especially glad that you have become a part of the listening family, not only to Let's Talk About Jesus, but to WMAF has a wonderful family-friendly, inspirational, informational format, and we can recommend this kind of radio programming, and we're glad to be part of something that we can actually endorse. Amen. Anywhere in the world that you are listening today, via the World Wide Web, we welcome you in the United States, other countries, wherever this broadcast is streaming as WMAF streams live 24/7. Amen. We're glad that you have joined us today, and we'd just like you to become a media missionary. You can be a missionary without leaving your home by just dropping a postcard, making a phone call, an email, a text message to someone, and let them know that they, by way of computer, anywhere in the world, can listen to WMAF and hear not only this broadcast, but hear classic country music, which you can't hardly find anywhere anymore, not even hardly in Nashville. I hate to say that, but it's true. And classic gospel music that you can't hardly find anywhere anymore. And classic preaching, praise God, preaching based on the Word of God, not just by myself, but local ministries that use the Bible as the basis for all the teaching and preaching right there in Madison and North Florida. We are not in competition with other ministries. We are in cooperation to do the work of the kingdom till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. So we're just glad once again to be part of the broadcast family, glad that you are part of the listening family. If you have downloaded this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus from our website, we welcome you as well today. If you would like to come to our website, type in THCOG. It will take you to the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida, where this broadcast originates and where we just recently celebrated our 40th year of pastoral ministry here in the city of Tampa, in this very ministry for all of those years, four decades, and we're so grateful that God has allowed us to continue to this very day. So having said all of that, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 3. We're speaking on the subject and teaching on the subject, consider Him, speaking of Jesus, the power of a focused faith. The power of a focused faith. It's so important that we have what the Bible calls a disciplined mind in these days when there are so many voices, so many distractions, disruptions in our life. It's so vitally important that we keep our focus as Christians on Jesus Christ, for He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's why this study is so important. We made this statement before, and we're going to make it again today, that there are seven references here in this book of Hebrews to Jesus personally. Not about Him, but about His person. They cover the whole mediatorial work of the new covenant of grace. And in each one of those incidents that are pointing us to Jesus, we are to consider Him, to look to Him and Him alone. And when we began this study, we talked about Jesus crucified, Jesus identified, Jesus qualified, Jesus verified. And I'm glad we're to this point in the study because I love this very wonderful focus on Him. Let's consider today Jesus Christ magnified. Amen. Here in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the fifth reference which prefaces the great exhortation for our Bible study. Consider him. In chapter 11, we have a great cloud of witnesses that testify to God's faithfulness, to the power of a focused faith, really. Amen. Because it's not about their faith, it's about the faithfulness of the God that they are looking to. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Amen. That faith in your faith, if your faith wavers, can fail you. But faith in his faithfulness will never let you down. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. Faith in your faith, your ability to believe, even when you're fatigued or distracted or discouraged, can fail you. But faith in his faithfulness will not let you down. Praise God. I like that scripture in the New Testament where it says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. God's the focus of faith is always God. And the focus of our faith, in particular concerning the redemptive work of Jesus, is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have a great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11. But we're not exhorted to look to Abraham. We're not exhorted to look to Sarah or to David or to Barak or any one of those witnesses that testify the power of a focused faith. We're to look at the one that they were looking to. Looking to God through his Son and by his Son, Jesus Christ. Knowing the hour of testing, we're to look away from all of these great champions of faith and to look to the source of faith, the author of faith, and the one who is the completer of it, and that is specifically Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ stands alone as the sole head of the train of faith and heroes. Note carefully the titles ascribed to him. We've seen already that he is the forerunner. He is the surety right now. He is the author, and now he is the finisher. Before him was set the joy. Before us is set Jesus Christ himself. He is the author, the beginner. He takes first place. Hence, he and he alone is the captain of our salvation. First in rank, first in place. You know, the Apostle Paul said that in all things, Jesus having the preeminence. Jesus having the preeminence. The Bible said that God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name that is named, of things in heaven and earth and beneath the earth, that the sound of his name every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Amen. This is God the Father promoting his Son to that place of preeminence, because through Christ we see the Father. Through Christ, we begin to perceive and understand the invisible God. Jesus actually said, when you have seen me, you've seen the Father. No wonder the Father is promoting and giving his Son preeminence, that we might know God through and by Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead and the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, that make up the triune God. The Bible said when he comes, Jesus said he'll testify of me. Praise God. Amen. He points to Jesus. So it's so vitally important that we understand, amen, the preeminent place of Jesus Christ in our faith and in our ability to believe that part of our faith. He is the author, the beginner. He takes first place. Praise God. And he is the finisher, completer, or perfecter of our faith. Again, this is the only place where this title occurs in the New Testament. and will work out exactly as the Lord decrees it. The author of our faith is the perfecter, and the perfecter is the author. He occupies the throne in each situation. He is sovereign. Jesus Christ and Him magnified. Praise God. Amen. Friend of mine, there is so much peripheral that we could talk about. There are so many other things in the Bible. But Jesus is the centerpiece. That's why I've said it before, and it bears saying again, that a missionary that ministered Christ to people from the Word of God, amen, in South Africa, after they had read the Bible with Jesus as the centerpiece, they began to call the Bible the Jesus book. When asked why, they said, "Open it just about anywhere, and you will find Christ." Hallelujah. Whether foreshadowed in the New Testament or revealed and manifest in the New Testament, Jesus is the centerpiece of the New Testament. No wonder Paul said, "I don't want to know anything among you save Jesus and Him crucified." Hallelujah. For salvation and every blessing and promise and purpose of God, amen, is brought forth through His Son, Jesus Christ. He revealed Himself through His Son. So the Son and the Father are in no way in competition. Amen. But the Bible said that God hath highly exalted Him. In fact, the Bible said that God hath committed judgment to His Son. He has the perfect right to stand as the final authority and judge. And the Bible said that the way to God is through Him, the Son. So there's not competition, there's perfect cooperation between Father and Son, and the glory is shared equally. I'm going to say it again, the glory is shared equally between Father and Son. In fact, Jesus said, "I and my Father are one. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Praise God. It's a mystery, but it's filled with such majesty. Praise God. No wonder Jesus, having the preeminence, is the message of the Apostle Paul and all the apostles, and the testimony of the Holy Spirit and God the Father's will and purpose. Praise God, to reveal Himself through His Son, and to, through His Son, make a way for fallen man to be saved. Praise God. He is the head. He is the head of this wonderful, wonderful company of faith-filled people and believers that testified to the faithfulness of God. Jesus is the source, the author, and Jesus is the finisher. And that's why we talk about Jesus here in Hebrews magnified. The focus is put upon Jesus, and the lens is bringing Him into full magnification, full view. Praise God. That's why we titled this broadcast, "Let's Talk About Jesus," instead of "Let's Talk About Our Church." That's why we named this broadcast, "Let's Talk About Jesus," instead of "Let's Talk About all of my credentials or all of my accomplishments," which wouldn't make much of a broadcast, I'm afraid. Amen. Oh, but it's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about our church and all of our programs. It's not about our fellowship affiliation with Independent Assemblies of God. It's all about Jesus Christ. Although I have political views, and you need to have a political view, and it need not be a worldview if you are a Christian, this is not about someone's particular political views. This is about the Savior of the world, the sovereign King of kings and Lord of lords. This is about the one that the Bible points us to over and over again, the one the Father points us to, the one the Spirit points us to, Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I love to magnify Him, and I love to glorify Him. So the second, or the sixth rather, of the seven signposts in the book of Hebrews that help us to look unto Jesus by considering Him is to consider Jesus Christ magnified, number five, and number six, to consider Him glorified. It's in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 24. It says, "And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh of better things than that of Abel." Praise God. Jesus associated with His precious, precious blood. The blood shed in order to be the blood of sprinkling. The blood shed in order to be the blood of speaking. No wonder someone said that in one of those bursts of eloquence, the blood fuels the glory of heaven. Jesus magnified, Jesus glorified here in the book of Hebrews. The apex of heaven is Jesus and His blood that was shed for you and shed for me. Note the human name, which concludes the description. Abel, the first redeemed one to enter heaven, a martyr to the faith of the blood religion. Amen. Oh, my beloved, consider Him in the darkest of earth's testings. Jesus, Thy blood and Thy blood alone brings a sinner into the hope of heaven. Only the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise God. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The emphasis upon Jesus and His shed blood at Calvary. And the Bible says it's redeeming blood. It paid in full the ransom that was necessary to buy back, to redeem, to buy back, to purchase for God the souls that have been lost because of the fall, but now have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Amen. Consider Jesus Christ glorified. Amen. The Bible said we were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold after the tradition of our fathers, but we were redeemed. We were ransomed. We were bought back by the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without spot or blemish. Let's magnify Him and let's glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. And look to Him and to Him alone. We don't need Jesus in this, Jesus in that. We need Jesus. And we need Him like we've never needed Him before. And we need Him to be the focal point of all the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. And we need Him to be the focus of our faith. That unbroken focus, looking unto Jesus, is what the book of Hebrews is all about. In fact, it's what the Bible is all about. It's what salvation is all about. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we consider Jesus glorified. And seventh in the book of Hebrews today, to conclude this particular series of studies, consider Jesus sanctified. Amen. Hebrews 13 and verse 12. Listen to it. Wherefore, Jesus. I told you it's about Jesus. Wherefore, Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. See, we've not yet arrived in the glory. We shall still have to walk in the wilderness of sin and territory occupied by the great enemy of our souls. Where is Jesus in relationship to organized religion in this world of ours? He is not within the camp of the world religion. He is an outsider by will and by intention. He's not a stay-inner. He's the great come-outer. He is the great antitype, the fulfiller of the Mosaic type, for the bodies of those beasts, according to Leviticus chapter 4 and Leviticus 16, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood was brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin was burned without the camp. Without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, listen to it, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Hebrews 7 and verse 26 says, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Consider Jesus sanctified. Jesus not needing to be cleansed, but Jesus so clean, so pure, set apart like no other. I mean, who can claim to be perfectly holy, perfectly harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made, therefore, higher than the heavens? Only one, and that is Jesus Christ. Many times when I pray, and I'm going to pray a prayer that when God answers that prayer, it's going to be such a mighty manifestation of God's power. Amen. I want to make sure when it occurs that the name of Jesus that we're going to pray in, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Praise God. I will preface the prayer like this. Lord, we sanctify your name right here and right now, that what occurs as we pray, as we believe, as we trust, as we take authority over the enemy in this circumstance, as we believe you for a miracle, what occurs is all going to point to you. We set you apart from any of the gifts of healing, gifts of miracles, any kind of supernatural anointings that may be upon ministers. We set you apart from that. That's what Paul did on Mars Hill. He preached on such a powerful anointing that throngs of people come to hear him, and after they heard him under God's anointing. And I know what he preached. He always said, I want to preach Jesus and him crucified. Amen. And they begin to want to worship the bearer of the message instead of the person that he was bringing forth unto them, and the God that he was revealing unto them. And they who worship many mythical gods, man-made gods, in the Greek culture, they said the gods have come down to us in the form of men. And Paul immediately opened his garment, showed them his bare flesh on his breast. And he said, you worship, know not what we know what we worship. And he's turned all of that. Hallelujah. He turned all of that glory that was focused on him, and he deflected it, deferred it, and declared, amen, don't look at me. Look at the one that I am proclaiming right here and right now. Look to God. Look at Jesus. Don't look at the apostle with such a profound, powerful anointing. Look past me. Praise God. Amen. Would that every pastor, evangelist, preacher, teacher in all of the world would be able to come out when we speak and say, don't look at me. Look past me and look unto Jesus. He's the one that can save you. He's the one that can deliver you. He's the one that can satisfy the deepest longings of your soul. Look unto Jesus. He can do what religion can't do, what theological preaching in and of itself, although it's perfectly accurate, can't do. It's all pointing, every signpost in the Bible points to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen very carefully today. There's one God, the Scripture declares, and one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus Christ. That's why the apostle said, we don't preach ourselves. We preach Jesus Christ. Ourself, your servants, for His sake, but we do not preach, promote ourselves. We proclaim and magnify and glorify Jesus. We set Him apart from anointings and gifts and wonderful ministries, but we set Him apart in all things, Christ having the preeminence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I've been a pastor for 40 years, and I've been saved for a little over 40 years. And oh, friend of mine, if it wasn't for Jesus, if I didn't look to Jesus, I have looked to people, and there's been wonderful people that have sown into my life. But they were just people, just human beings. And there have been people who have failed me. There have been people who have failed God in terms of being faithful and carrying through with their original commitment to follow Him. And if I look to those people, I could be discouraged and I could be distracted. But my walk with God is singular, looking unto Jesus, the one who saved me, the one mediator between God and man, the one who reveals the Father in a way that we can comprehend the invisible, infinite God. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. My words are not my words, He said, but what I hear my Father say. See, there's no competition. There is 100% co-equal with God. Amen. Cooperation. My works are not mine. I'm not doing arbitrary things. But what I first see my Father do, what I know He wants done, is exactly what I'm doing. What I hear Him say is exactly what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything less or anything more. So when you've seen me through my words and works, you have seen the Father, His will, His purpose, and more importantly, His very person. You can know God through His Son, Jesus Christ, today, and you can know Christ as your Savior and be reconciled unto God today if you choose to receive Him as your Lord and your personal Savior. And I've been spending all of these broadcasts on this particular subject, looking unto Jesus. In some way, fashion, or form, every message on every subject will have Jesus as a centerpiece and an opportunity, if you don't know Him, to come to know Him. Because this is the grandest, greatest purpose of all ministry, and that is to give Christ the preeminence, that He, if I be lifted up from the earth, He declared, I will draw all men unto me. Literally talking about the death He would die, suspended, lifted from the earth on the cross. But that message of that kind of love and commitment to save, that He would give Himself, that God would give Him Son, for you and for me, that is the great power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, God will wonderfully pardon. God will forgive every sin, and God will save the most sin-stained soul, and God will deliver from the strongest prison that Satan could possibly build. So if you want to be saved today, and you want to be set free from that holds you in bondage, then I'm declaring right now, right where you are, look to Jesus. Come to Christ today as your Savior, and be reconciled unto God. Repent of your sin. Ask God to forgive you, and receive His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and your personal Savior. If you do that today, amen. If you do that this very day, hallelujah. God will cleanse you. God will save you. God will forgive you. Amen. And God will provide for you a place in heaven for all eternity. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad today that there are Christians listening to this broadcast, that even if you've been in church for years and years, and you have been distracted, you've seen the failures of preachers and people, I encourage you today, go back to the foot of the cross, look up to the one hanging on it, consider Him, and look to Jesus and He will lift you up. Well, our time is gone. Would you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus?